It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We have a full slate of NFL games to get you ready for. We have a critical game in the Eastern Conference Finals to get you ready for. But we start with last night's pivotal Western Conference Finals game between the Lakers and the Nuggets. The Lakers held a lead wire to wire in this one, and LeBron James, nearly a triple-double, had 26, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. The Lakers were in control. However, at the end, the Nuggets made a run, and LeBron James made a move on the chessboard defensively. What was that, and why was it so important, Jalen?
The move on the chessboard is letting Frank Vogel and your teammates know that I want to be the guy that guards Jamal Murray, because he's a terrific offensive player and so smooth when he gets going. He made multiple shots. They were just fantastic plays, including the up and under around LeBron. So to be in your 17th season and to accept that challenge, it really revitalizes your teammates on that end of the floor. And so all of a sudden, everybody else got to get down in the defensive stance. You got to try to get deflections. You try to get steals. You got to try to have activity, because you see your Hall of Fame player is doing the exact same thing when it matters the most in the game.
It was such a key point in the game, because watching this game, the Lakers felt like they were in control. But we've seen the Nuggets snatch victory from the jaws of defeat so many times in this postseason. And at the end of the game, with about 3 or 4 minutes left, I was thinking to myself, is this going to happen again? Are the Nuggets about to even the series? And LeBron James had some critical stops. One thing that happened on the other end of the floor that I want to point out that was so key for the Lakers is, when the Lakers set up their roster, the first thing Jalen pointed out is just how big they are, just how big everybody on the team is from point guard to center. And that really manifested itself last night with the offensive rebounds that they had to extend possessions, to give them extra possessions when they miss, and then they get the rebound, they kick it back out and use all those 14 seconds to extend the game. I thought that was really key for the Lakers. Do you think they can continue to do that in this series and the finals if they make it there?
Yeah, playing tall ball. You got Dwight out there being active, coming in off the bench, getting offensive rebounds, dunking them back in particular in the first quarter. He didn't miss a shot. AD in the first quarter, he didn't miss a shot. He even got hit in the eye and all of a sudden does a jab step and makes a jumper. He got injured and fell down with an ankle. He was dealing with some aches and pains. He still battled through. So those are the type of things you want to see from your bigs in particular, getting those second chance points, putting you in position to cripple the defense, because those hurt, Jacoby. You feel like you play good defense and all of a sudden they get the offensive rebound. They got these pogo stick tall guys, and then all of a sudden they spraying it out for somebody to get a jump shot.
Jalen, you and I have been celebrating the stretch mark five Nikola Jokic for so long now. It feels like years and years. However, we do have to point out Nikola Jokic, the key to the Nuggets victories, had 0 points in the fourth quarter, only had 16 points in this one. Seems like he's getting 30 in every single playoff game that he puts sneakers on for, but he only had 16 last night and 0 in the fourth. What did you think the key was to stopping and limiting Jokic?
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. How many he have in the fourth?
0 points in the fourth quarter. You're a guy. See, I'm a guy easy fan. I'll just jump off the Jokic bandwagon. No, 16 points in the whole entire game. I can't remember a playoff game that he's gotten less than 20. I can't remember one.
They did a good job defensively, Jacoby. I want to give them credit. Mm-hmm. And they made him uncomfortable. They contested his shots. They pushed him off of his spots. But he had a couple of shots that he normally makes that were bunnies that he just missed. You know, his soft touch, little runner and floaters, his little jump hook. So I thought that said 16 in the fourth quarter.
No, that's not what it says.
That ain't what I saw.
That's what we're used to seeing, but that's not what you saw.
Got it. Okay.
Well, Jalen, I fear that this series is not going to go seven. I fear that the Nuggets are not going to complete a third 3-1 comeback. So while we have the time, let's celebrate what Jamal Murray has done in Orlando. Because Jamal Murray has really put himself on the map as a, I'm not going to call him a superstar because we don't use that word very much around here, but he is truly a star, and he's established the two of them as a great duo in this league. What have you seen from Murray in Orlando that you want to celebrate?
I want to celebrate his gracefulness once he gets going. Like, it's effortlessly. He shoots effortlessly from deep, Jacoby, contested. And then when he drives to the bucket, just think about it. That 360 around Rudy Gobert, He cleared the big fella and twisted it on the same side of the rim. The up and under versus LeBron, like, that's great footwork. He did another one during the game where he kind of jump-stopped and stepped through. And at the park, we would have called travel. And then they did the replay and was like, no. And
today's not a travel.
Game, yeah. That's a slide step. Remember that. And yeah, absolutely. So I want to celebrate not only him being prolific, but his grace. In particular, once he gets hot, he's become one of my favorite players to watch when he started making buckets.
Finesse is a word that I will use with him. And like that Gobert and that LeBron, those buckets that we were talking about, it feels like he just jumps in the air and figures it out from there. Like, I don't even think that was the plan when he left the ground, but he's just got such good body control that he can finish. Moving on to the big Eastern Conference Finals game tonight. In game four, we saw the Miami Heat limit the Celtics using a defensive strategy. What was that, and do you think they will bring it back?
It's a full court 2-2-1 zone at different periods of the time to take a couple of seconds off the shot clock initially. Then it morphs into a 2-3 zone where every time it goes into that corner, you see Jimmy Butler and Bam. Jimmy Butler and Crowder at the top. And then you swing it to the wings. You want to protect Hero. You want to protect Duncan Robinson. You want to protect Dragic. You get that activity up front, take the basketball out of the middle of the floor, force the Celtics to a side of the floor, allow Bam to be in the middle and be a rim protector. The Boston Celtics have to find a way to get the basketball to somebody in the free throw line area and play mid-range. Either knock down that 15, 18-footer, spread to the left or the right corner, or attack the front of the rim. That's what they're going to need to do. I anticipate that happening. I'm going with Boston tonight.
I am fully on the Miami Heat bandwagon. And you know what? I just picked up the Heat like 3 months ago, but you can't tell me any different. I love this team so much. And do you know what I love even more than the players on the floor and the culture? I love
Eric Spoelstra.
I love the orchestrator. I love the maestro. I like the man calling all the shots. And I know Pat Riley is looking at this NBA Finals potential matchup and saying, you know what? I didn't like the way LeBron left Miami. I felt like I did so much for him that he didn't do enough for me on the way out. And I think that he's got an eye on what's happening in the Western Conference Finals. And I think that he really wants to get his vengeance. And I can't wait to see that potentially happen. Tonight you have the Celtics. I have the Heat again. You were wrong about last night's game, and you will be wrong about this one because the Heat don't lose more than one game every single series. Moving on to the gridiron. We've had our eye on the Cleveland Browns because they have so many stars. They just don't
produce results. Cleveland, this is for you!
Odell Beckham says that he probably won't have huge numbers this season. Jalen, we have a sentiment for Odell Beckham's situation. What exactly is that?
Free OBJ.
OBJ.
Free OBJ. Because here's the thing, Jacoby. Let me tell you what DeAndre Hopkins ain't walking back to the huddle thinking. That he won't have huge numbers this year. You know what I'm saying? He's not thinking that.
That's a great point.
He's not thinking that. And so this is Odell conceding that my situation, led by my quarterback, as it trickles down to the rest of my team and my offense, they're suppressing my game. So I'm telling my fantasy owners, I'm telling my family, I'm telling my friends, I'm decompressing right now. So don't give me the anxiety. Don't give me the depression. Don't make me upset when there are going to be games where I have three catches for 25 yards. I know it's going to happen. I'm getting ready for it.
And we always say that success and happiness are a function of realistic expectations. And this is Odell Beckham Jr., not just for us, but also for himself, just lowering those expectations. And you know what Odell Beckham Jr. is saying and all Giants fans are saying that no one has ever said before? No one's ever said this. Man, I wish we had Eli Manning. No one has ever said that. But Odell Beckham Jr. is now saying, "Woof, you know what? I was complaining and I was kicking equipment and I was upset when I was with the New York Giants, but I was also scoring touchdowns and I was getting over 1,000 yards receiving." And he's looking at Baker Mayfield. He's saying, you know what?
On the cover of just Madden.
Just like everybody else that's a Cleveland Browns fan or in the Cleveland Browns organization, everyone's looking at Baker Mayfield saying, I don't know if you're the guy. I don't know if you're the guy. I think that's fair to say at this point. Don't you think so?
I do, because in my big fantasy league, somebody tried to trade me Jarvis Landry. I was like, I'm good. I'm good.
No.
And that's my man from the U. I'm a huge fan of his. At first, I was like, man, I'll try to pick him up. Then I was like, nah, Baker is quarterback. I'm good.
Jalen, We have some extremely important news that matters. Jalen, first of all, I would love to congratulate Joel Embiid on the birth of his first child. He posted this on Instagram and something really caught my eye. Look at him. Look at how beautiful he is. He's just feeding his baby Arthur. He said, first of 11 or more. Now, Jalen, I have three little children and I have a message for Joel Embiid. Dog, if you think that you look tired in the fourth quarter of those playoff games, if you think that was tired, wait until you have four kids. Forget 11. Wait till you have three kids. You don't know tired. You have fatigue issues, my guy. Let's be honest. You have fatigue issues and conditioning issues, and having lots of kids is not going to help either of those. That's my message for you. Enjoy Arthur, but let's not get ahead of ourselves, Joel. Do them one at a time.
And I know Jarvis Landry went to LSU for everybody out there about details. Here's the thing. Joel Embiid isn't talking about the kids, Jacoby. He just got married a couple of years ago. And take it from somebody that has not been married over 15 years. He's talking about the process. Like AI would say, he's talking about practice. Not a game, not five, not six, not seven. I want her to be open to practice.
Jalen, no one has said the words "the process" like that before. I appreciate doing this show with you. You're the best. Make sure everyone stay tuned. We're going to be previewing the whole slate of NFL games on Sunday.
Congratulations, JoJo.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we had a game last night in the NFL. We have a full slate of games on Sunday. We can't discuss them all, so this time you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It
Woo!
Moving.
Tang! Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the matchup, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving, and we start with last night's Thursday Night Football game between the Finns and the Jags. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Congrats to the Dolphins. Somebody had to win. We're not about to talk about facial hair. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
It is Gruden versus Belichick. Hit Carr versus Cam.
Great.
Carr versus Cam in Foxborough. You and I love what Cam has been doing with the Patriots. Can they get the win against the undefeated Raiders?
I love the young development of what Gruden's able to do with the Raiders with their skill position players. I'm happy to see Cam not only be a runner, but also be a passer in this system. This is going to be a big-time game. I am curious to see if the Raiders D can slow Cam down. The Patriots get it done.
Ooh, I also believe the Patriots will win this one. And Jalen, you know I'm a Die Easy fan, and I'll just jump on bandwagons of random teams whenever I want. This year, I have picked the Buffalo Bills as my team. I'm a lifelong Bills fan. I'm part of Bills Mafia. I love the Bills. I love McDermott, and I love Allen and Diggs. They face off against the Rams. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to hit the brakes.
Jalen, Stephon Diggs feels like every time he puts fancy cleats on, he gets two touchdowns. It seemed like he just looks so good in that Bills uniform. Him and Allen have such good chemistry for only playing together twice, no preseason games. Can they get the win over McVay and Goff and the Rams?
I believe so. The problem is Jalen Ramsey's on the other squad. So is Aaron Donald. And you know what your guy Josh Allen needs to do? Protect the football. He fumbles a lot, Jacoby, and those two ball hawks may exploit that this weekend.
I also just want to recognize that not all running quarterbacks look like Jalen Rose. Some of them look like me. Moving on, we have Deshaun Watson against Big Ben.
Hit the
Raiders,
brakes.
Texans. I'm sorry, Steelers, Texans. Oh, we're hitting the brakes on this one. What do you expect from this one? Can the Texans get their first win of the season?
I expect a quarterback that does look like you, Ben Roethlisberger, play the same style as Drew Brees and Tom Brady, other pocket quarterbacks. This is what makes Josh Allen different, not the norm, because he, Josh Allen, plays like Deshaun Watson and the mobile quarterbacks. I agree with you. So that's who I'm picking, that guy right there. The way Clemson played against Alabama's NFL defense, that's how he's going to perform against the Steelers. And you know Mike Tomlin is my guy. But I just don't want to see Deshaun go 0-3, so I'm picking him.
I don't want to see him go 0-3 either. And Jalen, Ben Roethlisberger is a great quarterback, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But when you said that he looks like me, I took it as an insult. He's not a handsome man. He's a lot of things, but Ben Roethlisberger is not a handsome man.
All right, what about his
shirt hard off? To take down, quarterback, hard. Oh, he probably looks better than me with his shirt off. Quarantine's been tough. Moving on. My guy Joe Burrow and the Bengals going up against a all of a sudden under fire Carson Wentz in the battle of the winless. Who's going to come out with a win?
These teams got to talk to us. We're going to keep it moving. These teams got to talk to us after they get a win.
We keep it moving.
Tom Brady suits up against the Broncos. Hit the brakes on this one, Jalen. Locke went down last week. I have absolutely no idea who is the quarterback of the Broncos. I don't think John Elway knows either. He might be quarterbacking for the Broncos this week.
I'm going to make this real quick. No Von Miller all season for that Broncos D. This is where Tom Brady gets going fantasy-wise.
All right. Jalen, the marquee game of the weekend
hit
in my
the brakes.
Mind. The Dallas Cowboys against the Seahawks. The Cowboys barely won last week against the Falcons. They could go into this one 0-2, but they are 1-1. Can they somehow, some way beat Russ and the Seahawks?
I'm just here to put some respect on the quarterback coach combination of Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, how they drafted DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and how Carson's one of the best, you know, three down backs in the game. And they've always kept the physical defense that had multiple Pro Bowlers at each level. And then they acquired Jamal Adams in the offseason. And he's going against the Cowboys, who I remember him riding down the street. And somebody was like, yo, come home, dog. Come play with us. And he like, yeah. And he ended up in Seattle. Oh, I'm going with the Seahawks.
I think that the Seahawks are going to make a run this season. And you mentioned Pete Carroll as the coach. And he's known as a defensive coach, but not just a defensive coach. He's known for coaching the secondary specifically. And to give him, who is, in my opinion, not just one of the best safeties in the game, but one of the best defensive players in the game, it just doesn't seem fair. I love Adams with the Seahawks, and I love watching the Cowboys lose. Moving on, Jalen, I never thought I would be saying this, but Drew Brees has been getting a
hit
lot of criticism. Drew Brees is getting a lot of criticism, and they go up against the Packers. If Drew Brees plays poorly on Monday, are we really going to go on to this show and talk about whether they should consider replacing Drew Brees at some point this season?
Well, Drew Brees, first and foremost, ain't going to be playing defense. And so the way Aaron Rodgers has been looking earlier in the year, that's maybe their problem. Okay. Now on the other side, if no Michael Thomas, Drew Brees may look like he struggles. But they got to continue to feed Kamara. He was a dual threat last week, and I know he put up big numbers. He has to be the guy they lean on.
Jalen, you and I have collectively picked a team that we are 100% all in on. And that
hit the brakes.
Is the Arizona Cardinals. And we will discuss their matchup with the Lions.
Keep it moving.
Right after this, you don't want to miss that, because Jalen's going to have to pick a team, and it might not be his hometown squad. Find out who it is. Right after this, you're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Don't make any plans tonight, because you're going to stay in and watch ESPN. They have NBA Countdown at 7:30, getting you ready for the big Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. That starts at 8:30. It's all on ESPN. Thank you so much for tuning in to Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget, the experience doesn't stop here. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast and listen to it anywhere you go. We always have exclusive content on the podcast. Jalen, you are tuned in to ESPN and Jalen and Jacoby, but from time to time, we turn it into the Cardinals News Network, because we love Kingsbury and we love DeAndre Hopkins and we love Kyler Murray. But this week, they go up against your hometown Lions, the same Lions that have disappointed the great city of Detroit for decades, the same Lions that ruined the career of one of the best to ever run the ball, Barry Sanders, one of the best to ever catch the ball, Calvin Johnson. Is this the week where you watch the Lions and you actively root against them because you love the Cardinals that much? Jalen, it's only the right thing to do. Do the right thing. Don't abandon the Cardinals. Abandon the Lions. Who will you be rooting for in this one?
Wow, I see how the Curry family must feel when they attend these games and they have kids on both teams. This is tough. No, it's not. The Lions all day. I'm diehard. We can't be going 0-3 out here in these streets. Let's go, Matt Stafford.
Oh, you're going 0-3. Oh, you're going 0-3. Oh, you are definitely going 0-3.
And you get to drink water out of things like this, Jacoby. Like,
that's a flower vase. Look at the opulence. You're so rich. You don't even use cups. You don't drink out of anything that didn't cost less than $100. You are so rich. Jalen, I want to talk to you about something very important. I want to talk to you about Paris, France, and the French culture. They're known for their cuisine. Ooh. They're known for their fashion. And when it comes to fashion, people always sleep on a haircut. And on the streets of Paris, if you want a haircut, do you know how they advertise the haircuts they will give you?
Oh.
They put a picture of Jalen Anthony Rose right there on the street. Look at you. They got your face on the streets of Paris being like, come on into my barbershop. I will let you walk out of here looking like Jalen Rose.
People, what they want. We international, Andy Authentic. She is Porter. What up, though, Hawk? Shout to B. Hess. I was in the movie Barbershop. I was in Fab Five saying we can't get a fade every day. Now y'all see what it looks like when I can get a fade every day. That's
Jalen, just think about a young Jalen Rose going to Paris with the Fab Five and not enjoying it. And now an old Jalen Rose is permanently in Paris. Enjoy all the sports this weekend. We will be back on Monday on ESPN2 at 2. Jalen, we love the people that watch us on television, but we don't love them as much as the people that listen to the podcast. Because two people come up to me. Everybody comes up to you. You're giant. You know what I mean? People don't even know who you are. I've seen it so many times. They come to me and be like, who are you? You know, but only so many people know who I am. And people come up to me and say, I love your show. I love your TV show. And people come to me and say, I love the podcast. So we always make sure we record exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And we like to take our podcast listeners behind the curtain. I'm going to take them behind the curtain on the evolution of our program in the past 7 months. When the pandemic hit, no one really knew what to do. I remember you were like, we're going to be in the studio on Tuesday. I don't care what happens. Guess what? Tuesday came and we were locked into our homes. And me and you got on the phone. They were like, listen, they were going to put us on ESPN at 4 o'clock. So we might as well do a show at 4 o'clock anyway. We're just going to do one anyway. And it was just me and you holding our phones up. And then the social team got involved. We were streaming on the ESPN accounts. And then we got canceled from that. First time our show's ever been canceled. Shout out to BK. And then they started getting a little crew together. You know, they're V-mixing and putting us on TV. And we were doing it from our houses. And I just wanted the staff start chipping in and we started getting everybody involved, and I really just wanted to say thank you to all the staff that has helped us through this pandemic. And then next thing you know, I started going to the studio, you know, and now, and we're soon, eventually, some point, you and I are both going to be in the studio at the same time. And through this process, we've had people like Matt Bishop come and help us out. And obviously, our whole entire staff is going to stay with us through the process. But I want to give a big shout to Alex Ayala, who is directing this show. He does it via his computer, and we're going to graduate to a control room next week. That doesn't mean that we won't be back, Alex, but I just wanted to acknowledge him and the work that he's put in over the summer, and of course, our entire staff. Every time we try to name the staff, we leave somebody out, so I'm not going to make that mistake, so don't you either, Jalen, but I just want to take
Demetrius,
a second to acknowledge all the people
Brianna,
that make this happen while you only see Jalen.
Allison.
Oh, what are you doing, dog? What
Tyner.
Are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Rachel,
Tommy,
who edits the program. Zach,
Nestor.
Tommy, Allison, Andrea. Yep, I just sent Nestor a note. Andrea, there's so many people that help us out that I can't even pretend to name them all. But it's not just Jalen Jacoby here. I want to give everybody on
Griselda?
The staff a big shout as we continue to evolve to things return to normal in terms of television production. I'm excited for that evolution.
I'm talking about she contributed
now,
during
Jalen,
the pandemic. I'm talking
a couple things
about
I want to discuss with you.
Contributed during the pandemic.
We've been getting some good voicemails, right? And we're going to include them in the program. So what we need our podcast listeners to do is stop listening to the pod for a moment. Push pause and call. What number, Jay?
Shout to Reg the Ledge, too. 985-80-JALEN. Shout to Lisa.
If you call.
James.
Harlan, Carlos, Joe, everybody. Curtis. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Today we have a theme, Jalen. Because
our boss,
you and
Dave
I,
Roberts.
We love power couples on this program. You and I are lucky enough to both be the inferior half of power couples ourselves. But we have a lot of experience with relationships. So we're like your big brother. You know what I mean? A lot of people listen to this pod, they're younger than us. and they're new to the game of life and they're getting in relationships and they need some advice. So if you call 95-80-JALEN, you can always ask for relationship advice and we'll give it to you. We have a relationship advice themed podcast exclusive show for you today. Let's listen to the first voicemail.
Hey, what's good? It's your boy Josie from the DMV. Long time listener. Appreciate y'all, Jalen Nicole, Jacoby. Y'all the ones. But all right, just two things real quick. One, my name is Josie. My mother named me after DJ Jazzy Jeff. So my name is Josie Jeff. I think that deserves a hoodie. Real talk. Two, you know, I got off of like a real serious long distance relationship with someone. And she knows all my friends and they follow each other on Twitter. Is that something that they should be doing? Like, should my friends still be following them? Well, anyways, big shout out to y'all. Y'all keep doing what the people want. I appreciate y'all. And I'm sorry. Yeah, it is medicinal.
There's so many elements. So many elements to that call. So many elements of that call I love so much. The medicinal shout out at the end, the fact that he just straight up asked for a hoodie, the fact that his mom named him after DJ Jazzy Jeff of all people, but didn't name him Jazzy Jeff, no, named him Josie Jeff.
And if anything, we should be sending her the hoodie, not you.
But my question, his question is, so he was in a long distance relationship, and you know how like your friends, significant others become close to you? Because, you know, they're like, it's like your best friend's girlfriend is just someone who's part of your life all of a sudden. And they broke up. His friends still follow her on social media. Jalen, is that a violation of the code?
I'm the perfect person to ask this because my wife is a public figure. And for years, that's something that I needed to learn to juggle as well. And quickly learn to ignore who's leaving comments on her page or who's liking her pictures because that should be irrelevant to me. That's her page. What she posts is what she likes and what makes her happy, just like all of us do. She deserves to get the same support from her page as everyone else. So if you introduce those people and they're now friends as well, when y'all fall out, you can't expect each of them to all unfollow each other. Now, an adult thing I'm also going to say to you, don't be surprised if one of the people you introduced to her end up dating her. Because
that's a violation. I don't mind the following, but the DMing and the dating and the messaging, that is a violation.
I'm just
following,
getting ready.
If you follow somebody on Instagram, you see what they ate for breakfast, you know, their little outfit of the day, like that kind of stuff, whatever. They exist in the world. You know, the time that it takes to unfollow somebody is probably harder and more significant than following them in the first place. However, if there's a DM, if that little message, that paper airplane got a little number next to it and one of those numbers comes from your homeboy, that's a violation. Following, fine. Messaging, not okay. Big shout to Joe.
So you say messaging not okay, but it's the exact same thing. If the person posts a glam picture and your boy is putting all fire emojis, what is that saying?
You don't need the fire emojis. The heart works fine. The heart works fine. Double tap that. Keep it moving. You don't need to take the time to put the fire emojis up there.
You don't need to take the time to put the fire emojis up there. You can like it, but not comment.
Just like it. Yeah, just like it. Because you comment, you're putting out effort. You know what I mean? You're putting out effort with the comment. I just want to give a big shout to my wife. My wife is the greatest woman in the world. She's remote schooling the kids right now, and then she got to hustle and do work. She got Zoom calls for work all day. I don't know what she's doing with me. I absolutely love this woman so much. Make sure you follow her at Joie Jacoby. She got her own. She got two Instagrams. She got the Finstagram and the professional one. Follow her professional one, Joie Jacoby on Instagram. We got time for one more relationship-themed voicemail. And again, push pause in the pod. Call us up and leave a voicemail. We want to hear from you. We say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is listening to the people, getting questions from the people, involving the people in the program, just like this.
Hey, what's up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Bobby from the 818 in LA. Big shout out to Jalen leading the way for education. I'm a teacher myself, teaching in inner city for the last 6.5 years, hopefully making an impact as big as you. So this is a relationship question. So quarantine, right? Difficult to really celebrate like anniversaries and stuff right now. Anniversaries coming up in a couple weeks. And just looking for some tips and advice to have a quarantine celebration for my wife and I. 6 years married, 11 years together. Looking for baby number two, which, hat tip, Jalen is in the running if it comes out a boy. So hat tip to the awesome name. Hat tip to your mom and your grandma. Rest in peace. Again, thank you guys. Big fan. Appreciate it.
Bobby, I'm going to take this one, Jay, because I cracked the code when it came to anniversary presents. I cracked the code. And I've been with my lady for 18 years, so I can't run this back too many times, but there's nothing better than taking an hour of your day, getting in front of a computer, and just writing a letter. Just write her a letter. I'm telling you, that is going to be more impactful than any purse, any shoes, any jewelry, any anything. You write a real heartfelt letter and you spend an hour on it. You use commas and punctuation and capitalization and sign it with your name after you print it out with your pen. I'm telling you, I ran this back too many times. I can't go to this well that often, but in the quarantine, going to restaurants and fancy dinners or going to a show, that kind of thing isn't really a go right now, especially in Los Angeles. But cook her some food, and then after the first course, right before dessert, just hand her an envelope while you take out the dishes and put them in the sink and let her give some time to read it. I promise, by the time you get back to the table, she will be crying, and she will be emotional, and she'll be so happy, and we know what that leads to, the process. Jalen, your thoughts?
That is wonderful advice, David Jacoby. I appreciate the call. We appreciate the support. Thanks for the love. I'm happy that it sounded like he was whispering, which meant that he was in the house with her.
Good point.
Either way, I'm glad they're working on baby number two, and I am forever grateful that anyone has considered, let alone actually executed, naming their son or daughter a version of Jalen. That's one of the most humbling things that can ever happen to a human being. That actually will be my legacy beyond anything. I would say what Jacoby said, and then I'm going to take the baton from where he started it. So now she's crying. We're going to pick this up like it's a movie, right? Got to make sure the baby sleep. Got to have somebody, grandma. Yeah,
get the baby out the house. Get the baby out the house.
The baby got to be out the house. This can't be nanny. House. This can't be grandma in the other room. Baby got to be out the house. Okay. So now, foreplay. Whatever you do, you do. Does that require massages? Does that whatever your foreplay game is, let it be your foreplay game. Are you getting things out of a refrigerator? Like whatever you do. You know, are you getting things out of the bathroom?
You got to plug something into the wall. Yeah, you got to see the drawer somewhere.
You
got to
do. You need some batteries.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need. We don't kink shame here on Taylor Jacoby. Whatever it takes.
Exactly. Whatever it takes. And as you do that, see, men, overall, selfish.
Yeah.
You know, the entire experience usually is about us. The same way you did with the letter, make the sexual experience about her. That's what you do. And then lastly, that's not the end, because Jacoby started it with the letter and that was a daytime thing and all of that. But you know what else human beings that are adults always end up doing? You're going to have to reach in your pocket at some point. You're going to have to reach in your pocket at some point. You got to buy her something. Y'all not going on a trip. Y'all not going to a hotel. Y'all not a
fancy
going
restaurant.
Shopping. You got to buy her something. You got to Amazon.com. You got to go buy her something. Whatever, something that she can tell. Because think about this. She's going to tell her family and friends about the letter. But she ain't going to tell them about the bedroom part. So you got to give them a second thing for her to tell them about. So she can say, oh, he bought me this, boom. And it was really, it could be a book. It could be create a theme, you know, it could be something that, you know, she really enjoys. And then that's how you put a bow on top.
Jalen, that's great advice. Yeah. Some tells me that Bobby is going to send us a tweet like July 15th, 2021. And it's going to be a picture of a beautiful little girl. And he's going to say, I followed your advice, Jalen. And here I want to introduce you to Jalen. I want to thank Alex Ayala and the entire staff of Jalen Jacoby, anyone that has ever contributed to Jalen Jacoby in the past decade. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Mr. Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.